Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Steve Palazzolo of the 33rd team. Steve, I'm just going to cut right to the chase here. Is that a Jordan brand you guys are rocking, by the way? Very impressive. Wow.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
My go-to long sleeve now. They've taken care of us here at 33rd.
Got any extras Jordan that you brand. Could send to me or Big Don here?
I'll see what we could do. Just maybe, let me talk to the salespeople over here.
Yeah, just gin something up maybe. Let's start with Will Howard, Steelers' third-string quarterback. I'm sure you thought that's where today's discussion would jump off here. He's in the 21-day window to return from IR. He had his finger injury that pretty much robbed him of an entire preseason and this point in the season. I've got John Gruden on our station today saying he'll be very surprised if Will Howard is on the bench much longer, just waxing poetic about the guy. Like, he thinks he's future starter, big-time player material. I am extremely skeptical about this particular player, Steve. And first off, I'm just wondering what you thought of him as a prospect coming out of Ohio State.
John Gruden talking him up, huh? So,
Spider, 2Y banana.
It's probably because he just goes under center. You know, he's under center. So he likes under center, long, you know, West Coast play calls. Will Howard, I was skeptical of him when he came from Kansas State to Ohio State. And then I don't want to say he fully proved me wrong, but obviously won a national championship, hit a lull in the middle to the end of the season, had a bad game against Michigan. But I thought he did a really nice job down the stretch, making just enough plays. He's pretty athletic. He can run a little bit, even though he tripped over his own feet in the Notre Dame game in the national championship. So he's got something to him as far as he faced some challenges last year and overcame them, and he continued to improve. I thought he did a really nice job improving down the stretch. Don't love the way he throws the ball over the middle. Scary, like scary high over the middle type of dangerous passes. Accuracy issues, but I was impressed with how he handled. I know he's playing with all these superstars at Ohio State, but I was impressed with how he handled some of that pressure. And someone like Gruden, I think, would lean into some of that, would appreciate that, and the ability to overcome the adversity that he did last year.
The things that you don't like that he does, throwing it high over the middle, like, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers was doing in the Chargers game and hurting the Steelers, throwing it high everywhere, basically. Are those fixable flaws, in your opinion? Like, how coachable is that out of somebody's game?
You're talking about for Rodgers at this point?
No, for Rodgers, he is what he is, I think, at this point. No, for a guy like Howard, when the book on him is he's a big, strong guy, he can run, he was at a big-time team, a pressure cooker, like basically a semi, you know, kind of a quasi 33rd NFL team. I know you guys are the actual 33rd team, of course. But if he throws high over the middle, and that is one major thing you are not a big fan of with him, how much is something like that able to be fixed by coaching at the pro level?
Yeah, I think there's some element of that. I mean, I'm at a point where I'll never say never when it comes to quarterbacks and quarterback development, right? We saw Josh Allen make incredible strides once he hit year three. We've seen Lamar Jackson, I think, improve his ability to win from the pocket and his accuracy. So I'll never say never, but a lot of times these things stay with you and you have to either work around some of those weaknesses or you know, there's some footwork issues, I think, that he could tidy up. And it happens because he's aggressive. Like, that's the thing that works in his favor. So I think there are certain quarterbacks who have this aggressiveness to them. They're going to take chances, and that increases some volatility. So then it's like, hey, when you're playing with Jeremiah Smith and you're playing with Emeka Ogbuka, you're giving them opportunities to make plays. And as long as you're surrounded by those good receivers, this is what I said about the Steelers forever. When Big Ben was dinking and dunking, I was like, just chuck it, right? Just chuck it down the field. Let the receivers make some plays, try to create some explosive plays, even if they don't appear to be there, hit the high end of volatility. I think Howard has some of that. So you still might have to live with some of the inaccuracy issues, but I do think he pairs it with this aggressiveness where if you can give him some good playmakers to throw to, there could be something there with Will Howard.
Steve Palazzolo of 33rd Team joining us as he always does on Thursdays. All right, what did you make of Aaron Rodgers' performance on Sunday? Mike Tomlin said, I'm not going to just chalk it up to one bad game, but I am confident in him moving forward. How do you feel about Rodgers going forward after what you saw?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I've been on here saying I don't think Rodgers has lost anything physically, right? I mean, we saw him throw a Hail Mary 100 yards. We've seen him zip it. Like, the arm is fine. But if you watch the other 40-year-olds through the years, Brady, it took Brady till he was probably 45 until this happened. Drew Brees, when he was in his 40s, there's certain games where it's not like you're just throwing ducks out there, but there's just certain games where if it's not perfect, if you're off platform. The one where he did the little spin-a-rooney and was trying to save himself.
That one was very disconcerting, man. You've got to be willing to stand in there and throw.
Yeah, that's the 40-year-old just like living to fight another day. That's the type of thing. Even Brady in his young age wasn't going to do that. Brees wasn't going to do that. And as they got older, it was like things were just a tick slower on certain reads, or they were just self-preservation mode. And so I kind of get it. So I think that's where the age thing showed up a little bit. It's not that you're just going to throw these wobbly ducks like Peyton did in his last year because he was playing through injury. I don't think that's where the age regression comes in. I think it's in plays like the spin-a-rooney from Aaron. And I think we just saw more of the age stuff show up the other day where he was just a tick off, right? If his feet aren't under him, the accuracy is going to wane a little bit versus his earlier years. And I think that's where the age cliff stuff shows up. It's not like a literal cliff. Mm-hmm. It's in a few plays here and there, and there was just a bunch of those stacked up on Sunday night.
Broadly speaking, this is the aftermath of this game, Steve, was the one where we saw a lot of like typically staunch Mike Tomlin defenders start to creep out of the woodwork. Rich Eisen, guys like that, Dan Orlovsky saying, I'd be very worried if I were a Steelers fan based on what I'm seeing. Rich Eisen talking about change of pace maybe needed at a different spot. How grim is your immediate forecast for the Steelers based on the body of work so far and maybe the way they are trending lately?
Well, you know this is the game that they're going to win this week, so it's going to change in 7 days. All the detractors are going to come back and say, well, they beat Cincinnati. They rectified the wrong from Thursday Night Football. You know Tomlin's going to come
back. I want to get off
this
roller coaster at some point, Steve. I really do.
No, I'm with you. So I think it's really interesting, right? I saw Pony's hypothetical, you know, trade to the Giants. I think it's just like any other, say, mid-tier quarterback where half the league would love to have the quarterback that a fan base is trying to get rid of. And there's probably some truths to that. I mean, there's just this baseline of solid that Mike Tomlin has brought to the table. But if the goal is to get into the playoffs and make a run, I do worry about that. I absolutely worry about that. And I worry about how consistent Mike Tomlin is, right? Both good and bad. And again, there's some franchises yearning for the days of 9 wins, right? Just give me 9 wins every year. Maybe we stumble into 10 or 11 and see what happens. But if you're the Steelers and you're, you know, judged by Lombardi's, I think you could absolutely say, hey, there might be a cap to this. We're sick of losing against good teams. We're sick of going into the playoffs as, you know, touchdown underdogs and not even coming close to that. We're sick of that. We want to reach for the ceiling and try to get over the hump. And it's riskier, right? Because you lose the floor that Mike Tomlin's given you. But yeah, I could see it being time or frustrating, you know, if you're in Pittsburgh.
Steve Palazzolo, the 33rd team. Just make sure you look into those jerseys for us, Steve, or those long sleeve T-shirts. Very sharp looking. Tell the merchandise
people right now.
Tell the merchandise people they did good on that one. Thank you, Steve.
Will do. All right. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.